Councilman Moore for the opportunity to be here today. We bring greetings from Ezra Household of Faith in Red Oak, Texas. I'm glad to have my wife with me this morning, Prophetess Enola Nelson. Why don't you wave your hand back there? Let me see you. Amen. Amen. It's so good to be here today. And you know, I was looking at the program and just reading through it, and I was looking through the video and just listening to a lot of things. And my job is going to be real easy today, because a lot of what I have in my heart and in my spirit to share with you today has been shared already. And that blesses me, because it lets me know that the Lord is in this place, and he allows us to bring things together for his glory. And you know, things have changed since the last time I've been here. You know, normally when we come, we bring a little group with us, and the circle has kind of dwindled. It's only my wife and I this time. Mom usually would come with us, but her health is failing, and we're just grateful that she had the opportunity to travel this way a few times, and she sends her loves and her greetings to us this morning and to all of you. And so I won't be before you long, but I do want to share a word this morning, a word of encouragement. And I believe I'm going to try to, you hear what I said, try to stay focused on the theme this morning. But I have so much in me that I want to share. And in the time that I have, I want to give you as much as I can. And I just pray that God would just allow me just to encourage you for this journey that lies ahead, because the work is not done. You know, we oftentimes, I got up yesterday and something just jumped in my spirit. I went ahead and just posted it on Facebook. I very seldom get on there and put anything, but it jumped in my spirit. And I said, for it to jump in there that quick, and it shook me when I said it, when it came to me, I just posted it. And it said, I don't know who it's for, it said, don't make a permanent decision on temporary circumstances. Don't make a permanent decision on temporary circumstances. Why? Because things are subject to change. Trouble don't last always. And so God is letting us know that in spite of what it looks like, it ain't over yet. Yeah, the pandemic is real, but it's a disguise. It's a distraction. Causes us to look ahead and look for something else, but God is still in the midst of this thing. And we may not understand the full impact of it. I've had people call and ask me, Bishop, do you think God sent? No, I can't say God sent this to get your attention. But I believe it's gotten your attention. Can't say God sent it for that reason, but it has gotten your attention. And I don't want you to be afraid of it, but I want you to respect it. You know, do what you need to do and follow the guidelines and do those things, you know. And everything is going to be all right. I was asked when I came down, you're going to preach in a mask and you're going to do all. No, I'm not going to do all of that. Because I believe when I'm walking in the presence of the Lord, and when God has anointed me to do what he's called me to do, he's going to cover me. And just by chance, if he don't, guess what? He's still able. And so I trust him. If there's one thing that you need to understand in this season, you've got to learn how to trust God. I'm almost through preaching this morning. If you turn with me quickly to a very familiar passage of scripture found in the book of Ecclesiastes, and then I want to share the theme scripture with you this morning also. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, 1 verse, and it reads, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. The theme scripture is coming out of 2 Corinthians 9:13, and it says, because of the service by which you have proved yourself, others will praise God for the obedience that accomplished your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. And the theme this morning is a pastor for all times. And I want to subject this message this morning, a pastor for all times in changing times. A pastor for all times in changing times. We entered this year of 2020 with a great excitement of hope. And many were saying that this would be the year of clear vision, the year of clarity, where I begin to see what God has shown me in a greater way. 2020 invokes the term of perfect vision, which is used by optometrists to express visual acuity, clarity, and sharpness of vision. Having 20/20 vision means having impeccable eyesight. While looking into 20/20, it appears to me that somewhere along the lines we failed to see what God was trying to show us. Because sometimes we walk more by sight than we walk by faith. 2 Corinthians says we walk by faith and not by sight, but it could be that the Father wanted to teach us something here in the year 2020. In Genesis 1, 27 and 28, after creating man, his first instruction was to be fruitful and multiply. Yeah. Yeah. Let's look at that. The phrase be fruitful means to be productive. Yeah. Yeah. The word multiply means to increase in number. Multiply means to fill or to refill. And to subdue means to control. And to have dominion over means to have authority. Look at the power that God has given us and given the church to operate in, even in the midst of a pandemic. Could it be that the Father wants us to go back to the basics? Could it be that God wants us to just learn again how to trust Him? How to walk by faith and not by sight? Could it be that God just wants us to lean and depend on Him? I come this morning to encourage the pastor and the first lady, but not only the pastor and first lady this morning, but I come to encourage the Antioch believers, the church family. I even come this morning to encourage myself. Because David says sometimes you have to speak to yourself. You have to let yourself know that everything's going to be all right. This message is for everyone in attendance. Everyone in attendance. The Father wants you to know that He changes. Everything else around us may be changing, but the one constant that we can rely on that He never changes. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and I'll be the same forever. Everything that He spoke to you, Pastor, is true. Every vision that He gave you is real. Everything that He promised you will come to pass, and everything that has showed you will manifest. God doesn't want you to take back what He's already promised. Don't shortchange Him, Antioch. Don't settle for something less than what He's already promised you. I'm speaking to somebody this morning. You know, sometimes when things don't go the way we think they should go, we settle for less. Say, for instance, I go to get a car, and I'm going to get a Cadillac. I'm just saying, for instance, but when I get there, my credit score and my finances don't help me get a Cadillac, but they say I can get an Escort. But I want to get so excited about having a new car, I settle what? For the Escort. God said, no, don't settle for the Escort. Whatever I promise you, that's what I'll do for you. So look you and wait on God in faith. What does it mean to wait on God in faith? It means to continue to serve God while you continue to trust Him for that which He has already promised. Pastor, I hear the Lord concerning the vision for the house. It says, it has already been revealed to you. And it can be found in the book of Habakkuk. And when I looked into this program, I see that you already saw it. That's why I say God is always revealing things, and He will always confirm His word with two or three. He showed me that the vision for this house has already been confirmed in the book of Habakkuk. I read in this program this morning, it says, the vision has been given to us in Habakkuk 2 and 3. And it says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain, that he that run, that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. See, you got to learn how to wait. You got to learn how to wait on the Lord. And when I say wait on him, I say wait patiently, without fear and without agitation. See, sometimes we get all anxious and fretty when we're trying to wait on, but God wants you to wait on him without fear and without agitation. Everything that you will encounter in this year, everything that you need in this year will come to you by faith. Everything that you need, and there are three things that I want to share with you this morning that you're going to need for this upcoming year to finish this year out and the year that comes following this one. Three points, and I'm going to take my seat. First point that you'll need is a word. You're going to need a word, not just any word. You're going to need a word from God. And I'm glad that you asked me, what is a word from God? I hear that all the time, a word from God. A word from God is the manifestation of the mind and will of the Father. We've heard this statement, is there a word from God? Those words came from Jeremiah 37 when Zedekiah, the king of Judah, he was uncertain about the future of his people, sent for Jeremiah and asked Jeremiah a question and says, is there any word from God? And Jeremiah said, there is. And this morning I have to come in agreement with Jeremiah. Yes, there is a word from the Lord. Psalms 119:11 said, David said, the word of God, I hid it in my heart that I might not sin against thee. He hid the word in his heart because it was like a treasure. And the word sin in the Hebrew means to miss the mark. So let's look at that scripture in a Hebrew eyesight, or in reading it from a Hebraic lens. It would say, the word of God I hid as a treasure in my heart that I might not miss the mark. In other words, it says you got
to. Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmatches@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Jules Green, concerned citizen, candidate for the City Council in District 3. We as citizens of the United States must exercise our right to vote. As a concerned citizen, working with goals toward the water park on the Ralston Foundry, working toward attaining a full grocery store on the Stockyard property on Lower Third, working with renovations to Cheatham Park, working to build industrial parks on the Sugar House Road expansion, working toward more home ownership in the district, and certainly working hard to build a community we can be proud to live in and work in. I encourage everyone to get out and vote. As the late U.S. Representative John Lewis said, let's get into good trouble.
Concerned citizen Jules Green, candidate for City Councilman District 3, is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Your vote matters. Vote early. Your vote is your voice, and your voice is powerful. This is May Alice Williams, a member of the Alexandria Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated.